News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
And it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the Executive Chair on Grafton Street, Chris Andrews. He's the Managing Director of Weir & Sons. Chris, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me on. It's lovely to be here.
And I thought it was fitting to have you on, Chris. You're fifth generation family business working here in Grafton Street. And we'll talk about Weir's and the business in a minute. But
yeah.
Maybe you yourself, your early life, you grew up in South Dublin, went to school in Gerrards and Bray and off to Trinity to study business and economics. Have you ever worked anywhere other than Weir's?
I haven't. I did a stint in the old FX Kelly shop, which was up in the Vodafone shop
right next to us here.
That was the only time I worked outside the business. So unfortunately, I haven't worked outside it, but I'm privileged to have worked in it so long.
Now, you went to Trinity, as I said, studied business and economics. Tell me about GIA, the Gemological Institute of America. You did some studies there.
Yeah, so when I finished up in Trinity, we were looking for something that would actually add value within the business. And the GIA is the best, stone grading company out there. So they do all the certification for precious stones. And they're based out of Carlsbad in California. So I went over there for a year, and you literally go through everything from diamonds, sapphires, rubies, emeralds, and you have to pass a test at the end where you identify 10 random stones that they give you. And if you don't get it, you got to start over again.
How did you get on?
I failed it the first time. I had a second shot at it and managed to get it. So
something like that, very specialist. It's like wine, any of these things, the knowledge is endless, is it, in terms of learnings?
Yeah, and now you can go into a whole kind of range of different things that aren't necessarily relevant to your business, so very kind of obscure stones, but
yeah.
For us it was sticking to the top ones.
So back to work in the family business, being the fifth generation, it's often difficult to maybe integrate yourself into a family business that has been established, you know, over the generations. You, as I said, you did your year in America, but you didn't go away for decades and come back into the business. So I'm just wondering around the kind of challenges around integrating yourself into what is the family business.
Well, it wasn't that hard. My dad works in the business still, and I'd watched him over the years. He really loves it. He really enjoys it. And seeing his enthusiasm for it made it really easy for me.
Sure.
Because it's actually quite a fun business to be in. So I didn't find it too hard to adapt into it. And I've got my two sisters working with me as well. So there's two other fifth generation in there and a fourth generation working together.
Okay, so when we look at the business today, and we were talking earlier to some of the people who have been trading on the streets here for years, the camera center, some of the businesses even off Grafton Street, but the fact that the town has changed so much, how has your business had to change in the last decade? Because it's always challenging to stay relevant, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to keep changing. So we've done a lot of things within the business to try and keep relevant. So e-commerce was a massive part of it for us, making sure we had a transactional website. We now have a full e-commerce team who work just solely on that. That's helped massively, and especially during COVID, because during COVID, people weren't able to visit your store. Your only channel to reaching them was through the website, as well as, I suppose, on the phone. But that's helped massively. There's a lot more pressures from, you know, brands to build bigger spaces for them. So we've been doing that. We're looking to open a Patek Philippe salon in October. So
will that be in the existing building or is that in an adjacent building?
That will be in our Grafton Street store. So
okay.
We're constantly trying to up the game and the experience for people.
And can I ask you how you interact with brands such as that? Is it truly a partnership where they will help you with the fit out of whatever it is you're doing, and you go forward together, is it?
Yeah, very much so. That's exactly how I describe it. It's a partnership. They say, look, we'd like to do this with you guys. This is how we've done it elsewhere. Let's take our learnings from that and combine it.
You talked about two new boutiques on Wicklow Street. Is that right? What's happening there?
So one I can talk about, one I can't.
That's okay.
We're looking to do a Longines boutique on Wicklow Street that we haven't got an open date yet, but we're working away in the background to get that. I'm very excited about it. I think it'll bring that to a whole different level in Dublin.
In terms of keeping the skill set relevant, Chris, do you offer apprenticeships? Can you do an apprenticeship in Weirs?
Yeah, what we're finding at the moment is it's very hard to get skilled craftspeople. So in our building, we've got hand engravers, we have jewellers, silversmiths, polishers, and getting more people to take on those crafts and use their hands is very, very difficult. Mm. But we do have it, and it's figuring out how to grow that.
Yeah, so there's opportunity for young people who would like to work with their hands, who would like to work in city centre retail. It's they'd be pushing an open door.
Oh, completely. We can't. Anyone who's interested in it, we'd love to chat to them. So, I mean, just during the week, we got a guy accepted to the British School of Watchmaking. He got accepted out of, I think, 35 candidates, and there was only 8 spaces. So,
right. And I didn't realise that McDowell's on O'Connell Street, that also known as the Happy Ring House, that's part of the empire. Is that right?
Yeah, so we acquired McDowell's in 2020, and it's an iconic store. We didn't want to change name on it because it's generations of Dubliners know it. So, we're very happy with how it's going over there.
Well, look, it's great to talk to somebody who's been so invested in the street, in Grafton Street, over the many generations since 1869. Chris Andrews, Managing Director from Weir & Sons, thanks for joining us on the Executive Chair.
Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.